Hello and welcome to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined by our special guests today, Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. We'll kick off today's conversation talking about Licking County Transit and their upcoming levy on the May ballot.
Well, we're simply looking for some additional support to expand and make even more robust than it currently is the public transit in Licking County. Let's be clear about this. If you have a car, if you have transportation, life is good. You can go where you want to go. I mean, Rick and I came here this morning. We drove here, and life was good. If we'd had to walk here or ride a bike, it would have been interesting. I'm being facetious, but not overly. I mean, there is a significant part of our population that is mobility challenged. Some eyesight problems, physical problems. They can't drive, don't have a car, too young to drive. Just for 1,000 reasons, they need to get to medical. They need to get to the store. They need to get to work. And that's really why we've stepped up. If you recall, and I'll just remind our community of this, before COVID, we did a pretty extensive survey that ODOT was involved with as to the transit needs in Licking County. And what we found was we were underserving the community in terms of public transit. And I'll put my hand up. We were, you know, you do your best, but that was it. And we had a pretty robust plan to increase transit, to increase fixed routes to the community. And then we had a little thing called COVID. And all of a sudden, for a year and a half, nobody wanted to ride the bus. Well, I get it. Well, we're back. We're really back. And the population is growing, and the senior population is growing. And Rick and I are getting older, too. And guess what? We all are. And our community needs to be served. So Matt Allison and his team have done a remarkable job on our behalf to bring major fixed routes to the community, about quadrupling the use of public transit, and getting people, helping people be healthy and getting them where they need to go. That's the bottom line. Well, here's the real bottom line. If we want to really take this to the next level, I mean total countywide good public transit, fixed routes out west, north, to the out in the Aetna Pataskala area, your community, mm-hmm. out toward New Albany, out toward Alexandria Johnstown. These are expensive routes to put up, but our community lives out there as well. So long story short, I'm justifying the need because the need is there. With several thousand people are transportation poor in this community, and we make this a better community, a stronger community by serving them and making everybody as healthy as we can. So we are going to go for a very minor, and I stress that, a very minor increase in the sales and use tax. Excuse me. Basically, it's 0.15%. That's 1/15 of a penny. A minor increase in the sales tax, but something that everyone would pay consistently to generate additional funds so we can further expand transit and reach out like a spider to all the corners of the county and really get the job done. And what does that mean for a community? Well, let's say you make a $100 purchase today. The implication would be 15 pennies, mm-hmm. 15 cents, a dime and a nickel. You can lose that much in your couch. And it is a number, but it's a relatively insignificant increase in revenue that would bring in several million dollars to allow us to really take transit to a different level in this community. In my opinion, make this a better community and a stronger community. And so that's what we're asking for. It'll be on the ballot May 5th. It'll be a countywide issue, up or down, for a minor, a fraction of a penny increase in the sales tax. This has nothing to do with property tax, nothing to do with income tax. Those are somewhat controversial. This is a minor, a 0.15 increase, a fraction of a penny in the sales tax. I think it's reasonable. We'll see. All we can do is explain it. People can make a decision as to whether they value this kind of additional service in the community. But I think a majority of our residents want a healthy community and a community where everyone is served properly to the greatest extent that we can.
Was there any thought, Commissioner Black, of saying, hey, we're going to start charging a fee for riders? Did that ever come up in any of the discussions?
That has been discussed. Mm-hmm. Been discussed quite a bit, but we felt this was a better avenue to go down now. Mm-hmm.
Remember, the fixed routes right now are fare free. There could be a minor increase in the fare box, but we need a little bit more than that. But the curb service, the specialized man. Rides, they do pay. They pay a portion of that. So it's not a question of that. It's a question of whether we really can grow transit to a greater extent with more buses, more drivers, and get out to really the far reaches of the county. We have two fixed routes in Newark and Heath, north, south, east, and west. We run that Newark-Granville route. We'll run a Newark-Heath route. And the route number five, which is also very popular right now and being used for people getting to work, is the Newark-Heath down to Buckeye Lake and Hebron. And they're very successful with that, and successful to the point that I think Rick and Dwayne and I, the county commissioners, believe that it's time to take it one more notch higher to the next level. And, this is a community decision. This is not our decision. We'll put it out there. We'll tell you what it's about. Ultimately, this is a community deciding what's best for its community.
Yeah, and, you talk about the ridership going up, and I've talked to Matt Allison about this. I mean, they've even extended hours on some of these routes. They've even started doing 30-minute routes because they saw so many folks waiting to get on.
The buses were full.
Yeah.
The buses, the Main Street route, it just... Of course, it was our original route, and like all of them, it took off a little slow, and then it grew and grew and grew and grew and still growing to the point we had to add a second bus to it.
Call Matt Allison. You can call any of the three commissioners. We'll take your call. We'll be glad to talk about it. But it's one of those things where people should give it some serious thought, and I don't think people are going to feel it or see it, really. A fraction of a penny is a fraction of a penny, and it adds up over the course of the whole county, over the course of the year. And I think it's the fairest way to really improve the quality of our community.
What do you, and it was funny because I talked to somebody the other day, it's an actual township official, and they had their association meeting, the township association. And I said, let me guess something that was probably talked about. And he just started to laugh. He knew where I was going was property taxes. You see this, and you know what this means to local governments in the community. And we know what's going to be tried to be done on the state level. Any thoughts as to what you're hearing, or are you staying in touch with some of these folks that are right there?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about it every day.
Yeah.
This is completely different from transit and this issue that's on the ballot. It probably is an overreaction by some folks up in Northern Ohio to try to gather signatures for a petition, an initiative petition, to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot in Ohio to change the Ohio Constitution to eliminate property tax. And that would happen a year after the vote this November, if they have the signatures and if it makes the ballot and if it passes. And, I think it's an overreaction to, since COVID and with inflation, property taxes have escalated because property taxes are based on values. Well, take a look at what houses sell for now and land sells for. This is not the 1970s and 80s. Yeah. And that's what people are paying now for houses. And so basically that was reflected in increased property tax because they're connected. There are ways that can be remediated. There have been some remediations that were signed by the governor that will take place in the second half of this year, which will help a bit. There's probably a good bit more that can be done, but it's controversial. But here's the bottom line. I'd be interested to hear what Rick has to say about it. But basically, on this whole property tax of just abolishment, this is sort of like if you have some problems with your house, you fix it, or do you just set it on fire and burn it down? And that's the problem here. This is an overreaction. In other words, let's just kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Let's just completely unfund public schools, fire departments, levies, the kinds of things that make our community strong. I just think it's overreaction. I think people will see it as such. I think that maybe the motivation to bring this constitutional amendment is to sort of goad the legislature into maybe working on the homestead exemption, some other things to help seniors with the inflated property tax values. I don't know. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if you call it the privilege or I subjected myself to it, to sit in on a seminar with the people that sponsored this from the beginning. And they're just flat out anti-tax, anti-government. And they have no alternatives. They just said, we just want to get it done. You people figure out how to fix it. Well, right. If someone could come up with a way to fix this, they can go get their own island anywhere they want it. Mm-hmm. It's such a complex issue. and having served on the school board, having served as township trustee, those are the tools we have to work with, is the property tax. That's it. We can do the income tax, but depending on your school district, one works better than the other. I certainly don't have a solution. I know that it's going to be absolute mayhem for a while until we come up with something else if this issue would get on the ballot and pass.
Yeah. Are you hearing, you know, folks call you going, what are you doing? What's going on? I mean,
yeah.
Because I think a lot of times people think, well, okay, this will be on the ballot, and you know, but they won't touch us here. The local folks have enough common sense not to. It's out of your hands at
that
point.
It's out of our hands.
Yeah.
And remember, in our office, we're an administrative office. We're not a legislative office. You know, we can pass resolutions and so forth, but we just can't change taxes and that sort of thing. And I hear people say, oh, my property taxes are too high. Well, folks, your property taxes are all public records. So, you know, we can look up anybody's property taxes. And I see people paying very, very little in property taxes. I mean, a few hundred dollars in property tax. And I know people paying tens of thousands of dollars on real estate property tax.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner, folks go down and they check out the Licking County Courthouse. They're going to see it aglow in red. And maybe talk a little bit about what goes on down there, what you folks do when they see these different colors on the courthouse.
Well, first of all, people love it. When we redid the courthouse, which needed extensive renovation, we started in 2015 with phase one, which was the upper part of the building. Phase two, which came really just after COVID, was the lower part of the building. And then, as you know, we redid the historic courtroom last year, over a two-year period. Bottom line is, one of the things we did, the courthouse always has had lights on it. The last time we really renovated the outside, we took off the old mercury vapor lights and the old junk lights from the 1970s. And we just did, just like in this radio station, we upgraded the technology to color-changeable LED lights on the outside of the building. There were spotlights. They're little dots and they're strip lights. And it's just a beautiful way. Essentially, our goal with putting new lights on the courthouse, your public courthouse, the 1876 courthouse downtown, was to accentuate the architectural features. In other words, just instead of just harsh white light, you know, highlight the beauty of the building. Well, by the way, it gave us color options. So we have a whole package of things that we do. We do the red, white, and blue holidays during the year, the Memorial Day, the Veterans Day, 4th of July. You know, you've got them. There's about 10 red, white, and blue holidays during the year, and we feature them with the red, white, and blue package. It's interesting, in February, at the start of February, this is National Heart Health Awareness Month. And we have the top of the courthouse basically to remind our community in dark red that this is Heart Month. And that's all I need to say about it. That cardiac disease really is one of the biggest health threats to our society in a whole variety of ways. And this is just a reminder to think about seeing your doctor, to being heart healthy, to watch your diet, and do all the things that you and Rick know all about. So that's all I'm going to say about it. That's why the courthouse is red. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. I get it. Well, that's a heart too. That's a heart kind of thing too. And but this is National Heart Awareness Month, and I think it's just a yelling to the community that don't ignore this. That you know, it's a threat to your good health, and so take care of yourself.
But Commissioner Black, you know, you've had some recent issues. I've had my issues in the past, and I commended you for not waiting, calling, and that's what you hear. I mean, it doesn't. Don't wait. If something doesn't feel right, you got to get it done. And again, we're guys. I understand. Well,
we're tough.
Yeah.
We just think we're tough.
Give us some advice,
Rick. We're tough. Yeah.
Give us some advice.
You know, 2 weeks ago yesterday, I had been outside. I wasn't shoveling snow, running a tractor, pushing around, came in. And a couple hours later, I started getting chest pains and through my arm. And I'm going, what the heck's going on here? I've never had this. And finally, I said, okay, I got to get some help. And we called 911, and they gave us some immediate things to do. They were very efficient about it. They were very caring about it. And a few minutes later, here comes Southwest Licking in, and they hooked me up to a EKG, and there I was having issues. And they said, you're going to the hospital. And a few hours later, I'm in the cath lab and getting a stent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea at all that I had any problems. But I ended up, you know, in the next 10 days with two stents, I had an 80% blockage and a 90% blockage. But I'm glad to find out that, you know, we find out that there was a problem. We got it resolved, I hope. and move on. But, you know, when you just got to take care of yourself. It's important to take care of yourself.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.